It was like they wanted him to do a samba to slam poetry. That's how it felt.
And welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyze every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living rooms.
I'm Flo.
And I'm Laura. And this week was a week, wasn't it?
Oh no, I've got the hump. I'm so sad. I was like, I'm too grumpy to record, Laura. We're not going to be able to do this today. I'm sorry, I'm throwing my toys out the pram. This result is awful.
It's not
it's
good,
so
is it?
Bad.
It feels so engineered, I'm not going to lie. Even though it wasn't engineered, like obviously it's not engineered, I'm not saying Strictly is a fix in any way, but it feels unearned, this result.
Yeah, completely.
Super unearned.
I know.
I'm not happy.
Oh, so yeah, I'm just really sad because I think Richie was like, number one, he just loved Strictly so much. Like, just give him a few weeks just because he's there and it's his lifetime dream. Like,
he's a
please.
Strictly super fan. I can't imagine how horrible it must be to love Strictly this much and then to be going out on an unearned exit. Like, at least when it's your time. Like, the people that have gone on, you know, likeable people, just as likeable as Richie, who have gone on further with less talent, even in this series, and I'm not casting shade, even though it sounds really shady what I just said, but like, we couldn't have given him a few more weeks of being a Strictly super fan. He loves it as much as Jade does, you know, and I just feel for him.
I know,
you only get to do Strictly once. I hope he gets to do the tour.
I know, and he was having such a good time.
Yeah.
And I do think he was a bit stitched up with this.
Oh, he was massively stitched up. Someone tweeted us and said it's an assassination attempt, and genuinely.
So, I just think, I don't know. In some ways, like, it was fun, he's fun. Like, the song choice was a bit, like, kooky, he's kooky. Like, it wasn't terrible for, like, song choice for Samba, but honestly, those costumes.
It wasn't great.
The costumes, I think, there was just no, like, it was already going to be a struggle, right?
Yeah.
And then they come out in those onesies.
Right. Exactly. My mum was like, I would rather have seen him in a grass skirt. And I was like, Timon literally wears a grass skirt at one point. It wouldn't have been beyond the realm of possibility to do
and
that.
And why did they have big hats on rather than, like, headpieces on, rather than just, like, painting their faces? They could have looked really cool as, like, like jungle animals or whatever they are, like desert animals. But
they could have done.
They didn't.
It was like, they've been told they have to do this samba to this ridiculous themed number, but it's like they tied their legs together to do. Do you know what I mean? They were like, so you're gonna have to do all of this really hard stuff that's already really hard, but then at the same time we're gonna tie your shoelaces and blindfold you.
Yeah.
It feels really unfair. I don't know. It feels like to me that was the worst dance of the night because of how bad the theme was. I don't know what more they could have done with that theme, really.
As I say, I didn't hate the music. I really didn't. My main problem was, at the start, Hakuna Matata is so stop-start, so they didn't get going for, like, maybe a minute.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
And, like, and then it kind of got, and I was like, oh, okay. And then, to be fair, his technique wasn't great. But then you couldn't see half his technique because he was wearing a onesie. Just the whole thing just felt like,
flat.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think I completely agree. You couldn't see. I think there was very much an attempt at technique there.
Yeah.
And it was not a washout of a dance, I don't think. I think Giovanni knows how to Giovanni historically has known how to bridge theme and dance. He's done that fine. Yes. We trust in him. I think the fact that he, I think if he can't even get round a furry onesie, then we're in a bit of trouble. Also, as you say, Hakuna Matata is too stop-start for a samba. It just is. And I mean, that bit where they were acting at the start because it's all spoken word.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted him to do a samba to slam poetry. That's how it felt. And I just...
They could have done something like, I don't know, just extended the choruses a couple more times.
Yeah.
They could have changed the music, do you know what I mean? Instead of having the spoken word bit.
I don't know, it just felt really silly. Yeah. I'm really, really upset on Richie's behalf because I think with a different theme or different song, even if it was a Lion King theme and a different song, a different costume, and I don't know, just... I think he would have been fine. He showed last week that he's not a joke act. This feels like they signed him up. We're like, he's probably going to be bad, so we'll joke act him. And he's not been a joke act. And in fact, it's something that's a problem with the series overall, because I wasn't happy with the treatment of Tony either during his samba. I thought they were quite harsh on him. And I have a lot of feelings. No one is a joke. Stop treating people as jokes.
I know.
Can I just do a disclaimer? Because I don't think you'll be able to hear it, but just in case you can, my dad's watching football in the other room. So if you hear it, it's because Man United are a nightmare. Anyway.
Hey, Keith.
Just a disclaims. Yes, but I'm really not happy about it.
I know. It by no means was the worst dance.
No, it also wasn't.
It was fun. He brought lots of personality to it and everything, which other people did not do in their dances.
Yes.
But he did, and I just feel really sad for him.
It does.
We've lost like a really good partnership there, I think.
Also, Giovanni so early in the...
I know.
I'm not happy about it.
A series without Giovanni from week 3 on. Oh, no.
Vom.
I know.
But it was. Sad. I think the thing is, it was by no means inevitable, and I think that's what annoys me.
Yeah. Because think how well he did last week. That's the thing.
He could have gone on so far, and I just think he's been robbed a bit, to be honest. Yeah. But this is also a problem with the dance off, because the dance off was not an easy one. I wouldn't have wanted Fleur East to go home either.
No.
She should not have been in that dance off.
It wasn't the right people in the dance off. Full stop. So, like, out of the two, it's really sad, but, like, at least Fleur was safe. But, oh, no, it was complete... I was shocked, actually.
Yeah.
That it was these two.
I'm not happy.
I'm unhappy. I'm deeply unhappy.
Yeah. I don't know where we go from here. Should we talk quickly about Fleur, or should we wait until
let's talk about Fleur. excuse me, that would be dramatic. I really liked this on the night.
Yeah,
I thought
too.
This was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. So
I did.
I was very sad to see her in the bottom two. Also, she got 29. She got 3/8 and a 7. In week 3, that sort of score is not a dance-off score.
No.
That's probably the issue, right?
People there's a lot around the 27-29 mark. I think, Richie's literally got 27 and Fleur got 29. So it's not, they're both in the middle. Like, they're smack in the middle, to be honest. So I think either people thought Fleur would be safe, I don't know. Fleur, there's no explanation for it, to be honest. I honestly don't think there is. But, I thought the dance was lovely. I'm still waiting for her breakthrough. Don't get me wrong. But that's because I don't think Vito settles a choreographer yet. And I'm not blaming the fact he was in the dance-off on Vito, because in no way should they have been in the dance-off.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think he's gilding the lily. I still would like to see... Although I did think the lift that I had the problem with in the main show was... It was a lot softer in the dance-off. But I don't know. That was... I liked the way he got her in the air, you know, when they did a little cartwheel and into the air. But I felt like it was quite stop-starting getting her back on the floor. But...
Yeah, I did think that. You're right. I think it was a bit better in the dance-off.
It was.
But yeah, it felt a bit... Well, like you say.
I sometimes think it's week 3, start off with a bit of simplicity and build up. People like that sort of thing. And so But I think she's capable of so much more that I don't like the fact that she was in the dance-off.
Mm.
I'm very upset about it. And it was a beautiful dance to a beautiful song. And I don't really get any, I just don't know what's happening.
No, it's all madness. I also loved how much this one meant to her as well.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm sad. I think maybe part of the explanation is Vito's probably not got a fan base yet as a new pro. Is he completely new? He wasn't like a backing pro last year, was he?
I think he's been on tour.
Mm, okay.
Or but on one of the live shows, but he's not
much
had
much chance to build a, you know, a fan base.
No.
So no. That's probably a bit of an issue, but
I don't know that we've seen that much of them either. Like, I know we have on It Takes Two and stuff, but I don't think we've got to see their silly side, say the way we have with, like, Jade and Karen. I'm just saying Jade because she's next, she's above Flair on the leaderboard. But I don't feel like we've got to see enough of them as a partnership yet either.
Yeah.
Plus, there's also the expectation that I think people know that Flair's a good dancer, even though that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be a good ballroom dancer.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she was almost like the ringer of the season, even though
yeah,
I think there's quite a few ringers in the season, to be honest. But I thought it would even out the thing, but all it's done is mean that this week has been weird.
Can we talk about Shirley's really weird scoring? She gave Richie an 8, and she really saved him in the dance-off.
Yeah.
it wasn't that good.
When she gave an 8, I was like, well, a 10 is coming. There's no way this night passes without a 10.
Yeah.
Because an 8? An 8, Shirley. Are you sure?
Like, it wasn't good, even though I'm sad that he went and everything. Like, his hands were really, you know how Craig says they're like spatulas? No bounce at all, and there was no hips. I can see that.
Yeah.
You know?
An 8. An 8, Shirley.
Come
an
on,
8.
Shirley.
To clarify, she gave Will Mellor an 8. You know? And I just feel like there were two classes of dance. And again, I do think a lot of that was because Richie was hampered by an insane theme. And a onesie, but an 8 was insane, and I don't think that it should have been. I don't think Fleur deserved less.
No,
she and gets sticky about some things, doesn't she, Shirley?
She does, yeah, and she does. I can't remember what I was going to say. The fact that she would save him in the dance off as well was a bit like, really, like, you know, I'm sad he was in it, but Fleur was quite clearly the better dancer of the two.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's going on potential or more to get. I don't know. It's weird, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she was throwing a bone after the, you know, after his penalisation by the theme.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think so. I think she's
She
has her reasons. I would like them to know them, Shirley.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if she is going to say something like that, she should probably say why, not just throw it as like a little out there. Because everyone else has to say why, right?
Mm.
Although, can I just say, I did tweet this, so if you're following us at Strictly on the Sofa on Twitter, you'll have already seen this titbit. But I did think that Anton had a bit of a cheek saying, oh, I'm going to choose the couple with more artistry, because which one are you going to be more artistic to?
Yeah,
part of your world or Hakuna Matata?
Oh, 100%.
Like, bit in a onesie or a nice mermaid dress. I just don't know, Anton. Shirley's on one again.
Again. Okay, well, I think that's the dance-off, like, very much dissected. Shall we go from the bottom of the leaderboard?
Yeah, can I start with some beef?
Yes, of course.
Because this is relevant beef going from the bottom of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Tony Adams should not have been bottom of the leaderboard this week. There, I said it. obviously an amazing dance. Like, it wasn't perfect. It was a vast improvement on the last 2 weeks, though. Mm. Vast.
Yeah.
He did all his steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I don't understand why they were being like, oh, it wasn't really a samba, because it looked more like a samba than, to be honest, Richie's did.
Yeah.
There was obvious content in there, and I felt really, really sorry for Tony when he was like, he looked really bemused by the feedback, because you could tell he had learnt what a volta was. This is not a man who knew what a volta was before the week, I'm sure.
I know.
So it really upset me that he was stood at the top there, being like, why are they saying there was no technique? Because I tried really hard on the technique.
I
Tony Adams is trying. He's not a joke. Yes, he's willing to have fun, but just because someone is willing to have fun does not make them ever, like, it feels like they're laughing at him and not with him, and I'm not having it.
Yeah. He's so great, though. He's so, so much game. Fun. He really is. And, like, I just think, like, Katya wouldn't, like, yes, she'll really ham it up, but she's not going to let her partner get away with not having any technique in their dance, is she? She's just not. She is not Anton.
Her first rodeo. She knows what she's doing.
Exactly.
And, yeah, that's what really annoyed me. I was like, come on. Like, it was, to be honest, it was quite recognisably a Samba, I thought.
I thought it was, yeah.
And I just felt like, yes, there was silliness in it, but that's because you made him do it to the full Monty. Of course there was going to be some silliness in it. And again, I thought they... I think Katya's an honest, like, genius. Mm-hmm. She's... what a woman. Because she always marries theme with song perfectly, even if she gets handed a dud.
Yeah.
And I don't mean Tony the dud. By the way, I mean, like, a dud, like... Oh, I just didn't think that theme would work at all.
Mm-mm.
When the songs came out this week, I was literally like, there's such a massive split between who the producers clearly think are jokes and who, or like not jokes, but cannon fodder, and who they think are contenders.
Yeah.
Like, such a clear... I've never seen the split so stark. But I thought that Tony and Katya really made a great dance of something.
Yeah,
he was like, he's here to learn. He's a competitive man who... he doesn't want to be the joke act. Stop forcing him into that position. No. Anyway, a two is a joke, Craig.
Yeah,
a joke.
Two was not okay.
Because it's also better than the last 2 weeks. I don't understand.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I basically, yes, agree with everything you've just said. I'd also like to just take some time to appreciate how good that dance was. I was laughing
so much.
I enjoyed it so much.
You are
so
right.
It was so funny. I just, well done.
It was so entertaining. It was like, we were like screaming in our house. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Literally fancied him a little bit in it. Like, it was, there was just something so like, I don't know. It really captured the essence of the full Monty.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
No, it was just funny. It was just brilliant.
It was entertaining AF, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Really good work. Brilliant. Really solid work, Tony and Katya. Mm-hmm. They deserve to get through. They got my vote because that too was insane.
Yeah.
Should we go on to Matthew Goss?
Yeah, I definitely thought he'd be in the dance-off.
I was really surprised he wasn't.
When they read his name out.
I almost gave him a sympathy vote. Well, so not everyone had danced at this point.
Mm.
And I almost did give him a vote, but then everyone else, there's so many couples, I still can't work out who I need to vote for. So he ended up getting bumped from my list.
Yeah.
But so I don't know whether more people just didn't bump him.
maybe.
Or I don't know what happened. Maybe the Brossettes were like scared by last week. I don't know why. I don't know how big the Brossettes community is. It could be 4 people. It could be 7. It could be millions. I don't know.
Maybe people just really like Top Gun.
Well, I love Top Gun. It is a camp classic, Flo, and I can't believe you've not seen it.
I've got no clue what it's about. Like, until they did that VT, I didn't know it had a plane in it.
Oh,
genuinely,
Florence.
No idea.
It's about men inventing aeroplanes so they can hug each other. That's essentially the plot. It's the best thing in the whole wide world. I love it.
Oh.
This dance did not... Tom Cruise would not have approved. I love the song, by the way. I thought the song was a banger. Would have liked to have seen Richie with this song.
I don't like
the ballad, though, do
you? I didn't think this was very good, but I must applaud Matt Goss for really trying his
ball. Yeah, I agree.
Like, he's really, really putting everything into it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not, like, he's really going for it. So,
Yeah,
like, his technique was bad and his frame was awful. And he sort of was doing a weird thing with his head. But he put his heart into it and I sort of was like, fair play.
That's why
people voted him.
That's why he almost got my sympathy vote, because I was like, last week I was like, I still feel like he's trying to be effortless or trying to be like, oh, look, I don't even care that much.
Mm.
And this week I felt like, no, he's really gone vulnerable now. He's like, I'm going to show you, I'm going to listen to Nadia, I'm going to run. And then I was like, oh, but you're just not very good. And I was like, oh, no. But his frame was honestly spaghetti arms. Like, Betty Spaghetti or what else? Matty Tagliatelle. Bless him. There's still some potential there. He needs to find it quickly. But I thought it was a... Yeah, I agree. I think you have to applaud him for really giving it his all. Mm. And I really appreciated that. And I think, and also he is great. Looking forward. Really got to think about those words, you know?
Yeah.
He's so funny. Train hard, fight easy.
Oh my God. It was so funny.
I just love it.
It's proper Spinal Tap, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's just so, so funny.
You know, he's improved in effort. Not attainment.
Exactly.
Regular listeners will know that was our vibe during PE as well, so.
Yeah, exactly.
One for effort, three for attainment.
With one best. Being the highest score because our school was really weird.
Stupid schools. Anywho. I wasn't going to say anything at all.
Oh, I was going to say, let's go on to Ellie Taylor. Yes. Next on the leaderboard. Actually, tied with Matt. Oh.
See, that seems low.
Well, it does.
But it wasn't great.
It wasn't, no. And I'm starting to, I love her. I love her and JoJo. I'm starting to be a little frustrated. I'm like, come on, Ellie.
Yeah.
Let's push this harder.
Yeah.
Like, let's, you know, she still looks like she's cringing her way through a dance and, like, trying to, she's getting better at covering up the cringe, but it's still, I feel like it's still there.
Yeah.
Like, come on, just let go fully. If she doesn't have a breakthrough in week four, I think she's proper danger zone now.
I'm sort of hoping that this week might be the week that, like, it's her Matt Goss week, because I think she was pretty, she looked pretty convinced that she would be in the dance-off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I am hoping, because that bit where she was dancing on her own at the start of the chatter, I was like, oh God, Johannes, you should not have let her do this. Like, not let her, but like, you should not have choreographed this alone bit into the routine. Because she looked so palpably nervous that I was like, this is very strange. I don't like it. I didn't feel confident watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still only week three, but yeah, you're right. It's got to happen week four, because she should not be that close to the bottom of the leaderboard.
No.
And, like, you know, she has everything to do with cha-cha. She has everything.
Yeah. The only thing I will say is she's been given some tough dances, I think, weeks 1 to 3. So if she can get a lovely waltz or something next week, what has she done so far?
She did a quick step in week one. That was really good. Yeah. So I think give her a nice waltz.
Mm. And just let her kind of build her confidence.
To be honest, give her a Charleston.
Yeah.
That might loosen it up a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's had the paso as well. Like, they've given her quite... And the cha-cha's hard for everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would think just maybe give her something nice next week. Same with Hamza when we get to him. I just think give them something classic that they can work with. I really do want to see a breakthrough from her, though. I completely agree. She's got it in her. I feel like the only thing holding her back is her.
It is, completely. Yeah, completely.
So I would like to see more from her. She's definitely got it. She just needs to shine more.
Exactly.
It's time.
Yeah.
It is time.
It's time.
So, yeah, next week, please, Ellie, we love you.
Come on, Ellie. Come on.
I believe in you. Ted Lasso, believe. I'm going to stick one of those signs in her dressing room.
That's what she needs. Yeah, she does.
Should we move on to James?
Yeah.
Jimmy, bye. Jimothy, goodbye. Jimothy, farewell.
Jimothy, farewell. Oh, God. That's the most entertaining thing that he's created in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, blow!
I am so bored by this couple. I'm so bored by them. This theme was terrible. Why was Amy Green?
She's Gamora.
He looked awful. I can't even remember what he was wearing, but he just looked like bleh.
I mean, the costumes were pretty on point.
Terrible. Well, they were, but they weren't nice.
Have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy? Because I don't think you'd like
No. Again,
like, the music
was
terrible. I'm like, that's literally all the music in all of the film.
I've got no, this is another film I simply don't know what happens. Is there a galaxy and someone has to guard it? Like,
yeah. Spot on. And it's an unlikely group. You know what I mean? Like, it's a ragtag bunch of aliens.
Okay.
Who are going to defend the Guardian. And one's played by Chris Pratt, so you can tell it's like a schluppy sort of guy who doesn't care about things until he suddenly cares about the girl in green. Gamora. He was great. Okay. Gamora is amazing. We like Gamora. Do you know what? I also thought that's why he might be in the dance-off, though, because I did think that do people other than his sons care that much about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Mm.
Like, I want to know is there a big crossover between Strictly and Marvel? Having said that, I don't think the theme has that much bearing on it unless it overshadows the dance, and that's where Richie and Giovanni had a hard road, because it was hard for that not to overshadow the dance.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, like, Tony and Catcher, they managed to make it fairly even. The theme was even with the dance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Anyway, I just thought this was really, I don't know, I didn't like the theme, but also the dance was just meh.
He's really trying, though, you know?
Yeah.
I know he's trying your patience. Yeah. But I think he's really giving it a good go. And I think he's another person who doesn't want to be a joke act. He's just not as good as the rest of them yet. Like, I think you can tell there's effort there. You could tell it was a cha-cha.
But
he got almost the same mark as Ellie, but one more from Shirley. And I think that's probably fair. It wasn't amazing, but I don't think it was bad either.
I thought it was pretty bad. I think I've got more annoyed by it because like if you look at who was in the dance, sort of like,
yeah,
at least they were memorable. This was so unmemorable to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've said all I can say really about how unmemorable. So thank you for defending him, though. I'm sure the James Spy fans out there will be very fan, probably.
I just think
will be happy.
I can sense that he's trying to resist that pleasant rut.
Well, he's not doing a good job of it, is he?
Florence. I think he could do with a nice top hat and tails.
Yes.
Let him live a bit, and then we'll come back to it. Because I still feel like there's a lot of potential. I don't know. There could be. I don't know. I've got more of a question mark over his potential than I have Ellie Taylor's.
Yeah.
But I still believe there's something there. Should we go on to Hamza? Because
yes, I've got lots more thoughts about Hamza.
Babe, my little angel baby.
Oh,
whom I love.
What did he say on the results show just now? I was like, Laura's going to love this.
Oh, about his goddaughter and wearing the nail polish. Yeah. Honestly, I was eating it up. I love him so much.
Of course you are.
When he was scared of the dinosaurs at the Jurassic Park experience, I was like, this is me. We would be cuddling forever and it would be great. I just love him so much. He's an angel. I thought this rumba was good.
I actually thought it was against all the odds.
Against all the another the Tony Adams not letting the a balance of theme and dance, despite them trying to overbalance him.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
And that soundtrack to
Jurassic Park
is epic, isn't it? So like, it didn't really suit a rumba, but it made me feel a bit
it's got a good key change. Is it a key change or like a big crescendo? That's what I'm looking for. That's the word.
Yeah,
it has got a good crescendo. I like it.
Yeah.
And I will say that rumba is like the dance of love, as much as it is meant to be sensual. It's meant to be very like lovey as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I felt romantic in it. Like I felt very. I mean, I would do because I'm in love with Hamza, but I also.
It was sweet romantic rather than sexy romantic, but that's
but you know. You're not going to do a sexy routine to Jurassic Park.
No, exactly.
Also, that is the second Chris Pratt film. Who is a Chris Pratt fan on the producing team? No, absolutely not.
Can I also say that this theme was worth it for seeing them in those dinosaur outfits in the VT?
I had a horrible... I was like, no, please tell me they're not making them dance in those. Because earlier in the week, I was a bit like, they won't do that, because they're not going to... But then look what they did to Richie and Giovanni.
Well, yeah, exactly. I bet that was mooted.
Exactly. Oh, poor... Can you imagine? Yeah, I thought... I at one point earlier in the week, though, I did also wonder if they'd go with... You know Jeff Goldblum's floaty shirt that he wears in the first Jurassic Park? When he's leaning back in, like, I don't know, it's a famous image. I thought he might wear that for a while.
I just don't know anything about films, if I'm honest. So, no, I don't. I have seen Jurassic Park when I was very little, but I can't tell... I know the premise of this one. But, yeah.
I'm not happy with this.
I'm sorry.
I have seen Jurassic Park more recently because, as I said last week, I'm scared. And it is a scary film. But Flo, you need to get some taste. I thought it was great. And I think my problem with Hamza is that constantly the way he's judged. I feel like Rumba is notoriously very hard, let alone when you're doing it to a Jurassic Park theme. And I'm just not happy with the fact they always come at him with all the stuff he was bad at and not the stuff he was good at. And there was a lot of good stuff in that Rumba, I thought. There was a lot of... Yes, I sort of agree that he needs to, like, go through his extensions a bit more.
Yeah.
And...
I did agree with their point about like, having a bit more resistance in, you know. So
it's
week 3
and it's a Rumba to Jurassic Park. And I just think that there was a lot of emotion there.
Yeah.
And I've seen them praise that in other contestants, so why not him?
And honestly, it could have been a lot, lot worse.
It could have been a lot, lot worse. I thought 5 was really harsh. Mm. I thought 7's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, please give him something nice, like a lovely waltz next week, please. American Smooth, a quick step, something nice. Maybe not a quick step, you know. Maybe literally a nice Viennese waltz. It's what he deserves.
Yeah, that would be lovely. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
I think we've spoken about Richie enough, who's next on the leaderboard. Should we move on to Ellie Simmons and her quick
step? Yes. This was a shame.
I enjoyed this a lot.
Do we differ?
What did you think about it?
Well, I think it had the potential to be really great, and what we did see was really great. Mm. But she just went wrong a couple of times, and I think that not ruined the dance, because it didn't ruin it, it was still good, but it made what could have been really great a little bit mediocre.
I know what you mean. It wasn't like my dance of the night or anything, but I did really enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good.
I loved the styling and I loved her hair and everything. Yeah. So, and I liked the music because it was like a proper, like old fashioned classic.
Yeah.
So I just thought there was loads to like about it. And I thought she was really good. There were some bits that were great. The bit when they ran down the middle.
Oh,
together,
so good.
The whatever it's called.
I thought it was really great. And I think that's what is making me harsher on it almost. Because I think if they did it again, and I didn't want to see them do it again, I was really worried. But if they did it again, I think it would be marvellous. And I could see her being completely at the other end of the leaderboard. So I'm delighted she's got through this week. I think I'm sort of with Shirley and Anton on the footwork. And I think once she's got it all nailed down, she's going to be... I think she's obviously got talent.
Yes, yeah.
And so I see good things in her future.
Yeah, definitely.
And her and Nikita are just angels.
Love them together.
I was thinking today, like, when Nikita joined, I was like, not to be rude to a man whose brother was on Love Island, but I was a bit like, oh no.
Yeah.
He's turned out to be the love of my life. I mean, other than Hamza. I just love Nikita so much. He's like, I can't believe
really
there was a time before him.
Yeah.
I just think he's a good egg. And I think
he is a good egg. He's
it's so nice
egg.
To see him thriving with Ellie. So we stand. Shall we go on? Have we spoke about Fleur enough.
I think so.
It was a great dance, loved it.
Great dance, lovely. Let's move on to Jade. Her cha-cha-cha.
I loved this so
I enjoyed this a lot.
It felt very joyful, and I thought it was justice for those of us who also have to, like, get up off the floor by pressing on our knees. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I saw her do that, I was like, oh my God, that's representation.
Yeah.
Right there. Because I have done that many... the amount of times I've done... You know, in Crazy in Love, when Beyonce's, like, down on the floor and she, like, falls onto her, like, side... Yeah, you know, at the start of Crazy in Love, when she goes into that reclining position, the amount of times I've done that and had to be lifted off the floor by my friends. So grateful for Jade. Second of all, really great dance, really fun. It was a demonstrable cha-cha. I think she has improved a lot because the last two dances, I think we've both said, or certainly we've thought, like that she's looked a bit like she's walking through it. I did not feel like that was the case with this.
Definitely less like that.
There were promenades. Definitely. Real good. And it was just lovely to watch.
Yeah.
Really good. What were your thoughts?
Pretty much exactly the same. I don't think I've got any more, any less.
It was just really good, wasn't it? It was iconic, to be honest.
It put a smile on my face. Yes. It was one of those, like, you finish it, they finished it, and you're like, oh, that was... I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
This is what it is all about. Like, more than that, I felt more excited than that, but I was just like, yay, great.
You know,
that end pose was really good as well.
Yes, exactly, it was. It was iconic. Anton was 100% right, it should be on the poster. I thought it was so good.
Is it not? I feel like I really recognise it.
Oh, it's famous, yeah, it's absolutely. Okay. But, like, I feel like it should be on the Strictly Come Dancing poster. I feel like it should be the new logo. It should be changing to Strictly on the Sofas logo. She was honestly, it was so good. I also thought it was amazing hearing her talk about, like, how dance is for everybody. Like, literally everybody. And I thought that was amazing. I also thought she looked amazing. Like,
she did.
Amazing.
Yeah, she did.
And so, yeah, really loved it. Just, for some reason I can't get the staff let's flat quote in my head. You know when Al says that he loves Sophie and he's like, I feel quite busy loving you. I feel like the bit where it's like, I feel quite busy enjoying that.
Yeah, exactly.
So real good.
I agree.
Now Flo, I've got beef with you for the next one.
Why?
Flo Sayers texted me and said, oh, I didn't really like this dance because it was to a ballad. Hopelessly Devoted to You is not just any ballad, Florence.
What type of ballad is it then?
It's a banger of a ballad. It's a valid ballad.
I don't like it. It's a bit, it's just a bit like, oh, it's a bit insipid. It's a bit like,
all right, Rizzo.
Yeah, I know. Genuinely. Look at me, I'm Sandra D. Like, it's like that, but in a ballad.
It's not.
Yeah.
You've clearly never stood in your shower at home gone, there's nowhere.
No, I've never done that.
It's so good. It's such a big of a song. If you can't, like, it's a perfect karaoke song, you know? You just squawk it. Screech it. I love it so much. I thought this routine was lovely. I think that Gorka outdid himself, actually. Outsold. And I thought that that wig was going to be distracting that he was wearing. To the point of tears. I was like, oh, no. Leave it to Giovanni.
I do have to say that, Giovanni's hair when he was Danny Zuko was better than Gorka's hair.
Why do we have so many comparisons of Danny Zuko's and Strictly?
Because they can't get over Grease.
They can't.
Can
they do Grease 2 at least? Give it a go.
Oh.
Where's Dirty Dancing Havana Nights? That's what I want to say. Thank you. Sorry, I've just been brought a cup of tea. Ladies and gentlemen.
How nice.
I know, it's love. Very blessed.
My mom and dad around in my house. Just to bring a cup of tea. For no
I thought her dress was really nice. Really fluffy. A classic Viennese.
I felt just underwhelmed by this. I thought this was quite boring. Not as frustratingly boring as James by, but like Not far off, honestly. Sorry, Helen. I can see she's really trying, and like she's technically like
her flecker was good.
She is quite proficient. Like, so it's not that I thought it was bad. I just didn't really didn't do much for me. Sorry.
I thought,
but yeah, so I didn't, maybe if I loved the song, maybe that would help.
Yeah. So I was about to say, I didn't love it. I wasn't like, this is the dance of the night. But I found it very enjoyable. And I would say that's because of the music. I love Grease, to be honest. So, like, as much as I'm like, oh, can you get over Grease, really? I'm like, I did really enjoy it. Mm. So, yeah. It did what I asked it to do. Mm. Not amazing. I think it's a deserved score. I think it's one of those ones where it's like, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Kim Marsh's Charleston?
Yeah, I enjoyed this. This was great.
I loved this. This felt like a breakthrough for her.
It did, didn't it?
Yay. I'm really happy for her. It felt almost like an audition, and I thought Craig was really harsh giving it a 7.
Hmm.
I will say I agree with him a little bit in that I think it could have been a little bit less tidy. A little bit more like mad,
a bit more
especially
mad
because like the character of Sweet Charity is very like rough and ready. Like I think she's meant to be like a diamond in the rough, isn't she? I love Sweet Charity, by the way.
I don't know.
Well, she's a prostitute.
I'm so sorry. Oh, is she?
And then she meets this famous film star, and she goes around to his house, and he's feeding like all this like fancy stuff, and she's literally like, "If my friends could see me now." Because she's always like, I'm gonna get out of here. There's got to be something better than this, and it's very like a Cinderella story. I love Sweet Charity so much, and I thought
like
the styling was incredible. Exactly, I thought the styling was so good. I thought she had the wholesomeness down. I thought the choreography was really great. Her and Graziano were great together. Yeah, I would say that maybe it could have been a little bit less tidy, but like that is such a nitpicking point that I thought 8s and 9s seemed really fair.
Yeah.
I feel a bit sorry for the other Charleston was so good.
Yeah, I think that's I'm like, oh yeah, this was a good Charleston, but I think if there hadn't been like literally a 39 scoring Charleston, I think I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So, but no, this was really good. I really enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying Kim and Graziano.
Me
I feel
too.
A bit like their vibe is very much maybe like. She's like a middle-aged divorcee and she's brought home like a boy toy. And her kids are like, Mum, he's the same age as us. And she's like, I'm having fun, don't judge me.
No, do you know what I think their vibe is?
Yes.
Derry Girls, you know the plumber and Erin's mum?
Yeah.
So it was actually like nothing there, but like...
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But he's showing her the world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird. I love it. I love them together. They're so good.
Oh, and by that, I'm not trying to start any kind of like rumors. Like, clearly,
you
like,
heard
nothing
it first,
is happening. But like,
oh my god, can you imagine sources saying? I really enjoyed their partnership together as well. And also, Kim Marsh was right. Unfortunately, she did look like Cilla Black. My mum was like, she doesn't. And I was like, Mum, every time there's a minute, I'm like, my head is like, hello. Anywho, sorry. I feel like she's got the same fear that Ellie Taylor has, you know, but she's had the breakthrough a week before.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
I mean, assuming that Ellie Taylor's going to have hers next week. because I feel like the fact that she was immediately like, even though I look like Cilla Black, she's still feeling the cringe. She's just got better at not showing it.
Exactly.
So, but she's had quite a nice, not easy dances at all. I'm not saying that, I was going to say like, she's had some easing in dances, not,
yes.
I almost said easy instead of easing. But yes, easy, were you easy or were you easing? anyway, so I'm going mad. Will?
This was actually one of my favourite dances of the night. This was so good.
I think it was my favourite dance.
Was it? Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I have a bone to pick with Craig again. Ballroom is always sexy. I don't know where he's got this from.
Yeah. I 100%, definitely.
And he said rarely, and I was like, he doubled down on it on the results show, and I was literally like, mate.
Craig, come on.
Have you seen anything that Danny Mac ever did?
I know.
Have you seen any ballroom ever? Have you seen the film Strictly Ballroom?
Do you think he means sort of like, if like not sexy, but like sexual? Were you sexy?
Or it was quite sexual? A horny dance.
I think maybe that's what.
But then the Faye and Giovanni falling out one, the one with Rose and Giovanni last year.
I know. I agree with you. I'm just trying to.
I'm trying to think of another horny. It's definitely been other horny ballrooms. Definitely. I mean, Gleb and Anita during the one the American Smooth they did in Movie Week, when she was Demi Moore and he was Patrick Swayze and Ghost. There's something about Patrick Swayze here, but I'm starting to think it's all connected. That
also
was pretty.
Kai,
but it wasn't
and
horny.
AJ last year when they did Bodyguard.
That was so horny.
Was that a ballroom? I can't remember what that.
Yeah, I'm sure
was
it was.
Now. I thought it was.
Because he carried her off at the end, was it? Probably in American
Smooth. Yeah. I'd say so.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Exactly. Even more recent. So, yes, Craig. Shh. Yes, sexy or more sexy. We keep doing the Oprah hands today. I thought it was. I think Nancy looked incredible, by the way.
He looked so comfortable in it.
Yes!
And I can't believe that's his first ballroom. I didn't click that till afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's his first. Like, his frame looked amazing. Like, yeah.
The extensions I was really impressed with. This, it feels like, you know what we asked Matt Goss to do?
Mm.
And I think, in fairness, Matt Goss did really try this week to do these things.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that Will Mellor has already there was never any question mark of him committing to that extensions.
Yeah.
And his arms going out. I really, really rate him for that.
Yeah.
I think he's really good.
Yeah, he is really good. Really, really good.
And he's not a one-trick pony.
Mm-mm.
I think he's a contender. And I'm seeing him stray further away from the Kelvin comparisons now, you know?
Mm.
They're both northern men. That's essentially where it comes down to.
Yeah.
Northern men who I don't think were expected to be as good as they are. But I'm really seeing him make his own claim on the show now, and I'm really impressed with him. And I think Movie Week is really good for seeing the frontrunner start to emerge.
Definitely.
And I think for me, he's becoming a frontrunner.
Mm.
I really rated this.
Yeah, I love that we're seeing more of Nancy as well.
Oh, so great. Much. Love when she was like, I am a baby. I just love her so much. She looked amazing as well. Also, can I say one of my favourite tweets of the night was someone who said, strictly, that's a marrow. When she was carrying the watermelon. And also, my mum turned to me and went, did she carry a watermelon in the film? And I was like, famously so. I carried a watermelon. Honestly. Ridiculous. Also, do you know, hear the other funny thing that Wendy said? Mm. It was in the results show.
I always want to hear what Wendy says, yes.
When she... It was really funny. They said, we've got the first couple's choice next week. And Mum just went, fuck. My mum never swears. It was really funny. And I was like, literally, mood. Also, stop giving Diane couples choices, like, or dangerous dances on week four, please. But I'm pretty sure she's going to be fine.
What if there's a... We'll have to wait and see.
The main thing is they listened and haven't done a couples choice before week four, so that's the main thing.
That's true. That is very true. Shall we talk about Molly next?
Yes, I loved this.
I really liked this.
She's so good, isn't she?
Mm, she's really good. Really good.
The control in this dance I thought was beautiful. I think her and Carlos are such.
Mm.
Again, he didn't gild the lily, though. That's it, isn't it? It was a very simple waltz to a simple, beautiful song.
Yeah.
It felt perfect for the theme.
Mm-hmm.
It felt romantic.
Mm-hmm.
The technique was obviously there.
Mm.
I just thought, I don't really have anything else to say.
She looked lovely as Maria, didn't she?
She did. So good.
One small critique, which is that I think that this song is, on the surface, just really lovely and romantic. But underneath, like the whole of West Side Story, it's like quite, it is very...
Oh,
tragic,
yeah.
And it's very, like, even death can't part us now, and you know that at least one of them's going to die. Like, and I don't think she kind of tapped into that.
I don't think she knew that.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's just... But she's so lovely and smiley and happy that this just came across as just like, oh, lovely dance with two people in love.
No, that's
which
true.
Which is great, but I would like to, for this to be have been a 10 for me, I think I would have liked to see the, like, the kind of, like, tragic side of it a bit more. Like, the heartbreaking side of it a
bit
more.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right. And because it had the capacity for that.
Exactly.
In it.
Mm.
And, you know, Stephen Sondheim did not write a lyric as tragic as, or did do the transition from Death Won't Part Us Now to Death Can't Part Us Now. You know, he didn't write that for nothing. And, I mean, it goes into an ominous music-y bit, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
So, you're right. But then, I'm honestly, I mean, she must have seen West Side Story. But I don't know, because they both seem to think love conquered all.
Yeah. And it didn't.
Although I just love West Side Story so much. Tyler's Charleston. Is it too early for a 10 from Shirley?
I think it's too early for a 10 from Shirley. I don't know. Oh no, it didn't get 39. Sorry, I said that earlier. It got 38. But still, two tens. I don't. Is it? I don't know.
So, on one hand, the effort that went into it, I appreciate. Mm. Having said that, just because Tony wasn't as good doesn't mean that any less effort went into it. So, I'm not sure that stands up as an argument either.
Mm.
But he did visibly tire. I mean, he'd run a marathon this week. Yeah. But I do think he visibly tired towards the end of it, which if you're going to get a 10, you probably shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And they've marked people down for less.
That's it. So I don't know if it's too early for a 10 from Shirley, but I don't know if this was actually worth a 10.
It
was really good. It was really good.
But I think this is my problem. I think sometimes the judges get a bit carried away. And it was, like, obviously really, really good. And it probably felt like a 10 watching it live in the studio. Mm. But, like, I'm not sure they should get that carried away. And they don't with some contestants, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But, however, I did really love it. It was great.
It was really good. 9's for definite.
I don't think I've got much more I can say, but it was just really good.
It had my favourite Charleston move, which had the Gorka and Alexandra legs from Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't know what the actual name of the move is, but they have a legs movement that I really enjoyed, and they did it on top of the bar in this version as well. I really liked it. Mm. So again, there's quite a lot of musicals this week, and I was a bit like, oh, does this not bode well for musicals week? Because are they going to do loads of film? I don't know. It's going to be, there was just half a sixpence would have made me excited at a musicals week.
Mm.
I think, because I'd be like, oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, exactly.
But now I'm just worried that we're going to get the same odd. But anywho, that's nothing to do with the dance. Yeah, I thought it was really good. Mm. I think there isn't much more to say on it, is there? Because it was just really amazing.
Diane's got a proper ringer, you know?
Yeah, me too, and he is a ringer.
She's had a few, like, not so good. And then she's had Joe, who wasn't really a ringer, was he? But he really improved.
Yeah, and he was very, very popular.
She went out with Dev. So I'm kind of, she was, yeah, she was with,
she deserves a long journey, I think, doesn't she?
She deserves a long journey, yes.
And I think she's got one. I hope she's got one. And he is really good. I would like to see him do a slow dance now, though. Mostly for his knees.
Oh, imagine running a marathon and then doing that. Honestly.
And then being, oh my God, I'd be like, turn that camera off right now. I'm going
to
vomit.
Can I have a rest week?
Honestly, this is a man who signed up for the marathon well before us, strictly, I assume.
Oh, yeah, must have been.
A madness.
You would not do both otherwise, would you?
He runs a marathon every week now.
Well,
anyway,
so I thought the marathon was in, like, April.
It is, it's moving back to April, but because of the pandemic. So last year it was in October because of the pandemic. And they had it in October again. But it's actually, it's going to be, that was in October last year.
Was it?
And then
it was, because we did that Strictly quiz to sponsor Joe's marathon.
Exactly. So, Thank you everyone who attended. And then it's going to be in April again this year, in 2023. Mm. So Tyler, another one for you. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, so this week was a good week. I love a theme week. I really do.
Yeah, I think everyone really accelerated this week, and I think
yes, I
mostly, not exclusively, because there's a theme that you can get yourself immersed in.
Yes, unless you're given
at really stitched up a few people.
Oh my god, they were literally stitched up into those onesies. Stitched up. I'm not like the more. It was such a good week, but such a horrible dancer.
I know. It just reminds you how much Strictly giveth and how much Strictly taketh away.
Exactly. Anyway, they all live to see another week apart from Richie, bless him. I don't know what to expect from next week. I'm very excited. So it's all going to be great. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you on Twitter at Strictly On Sofa. We'll see you on Instagram at Strictly On The Sofa. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. If we're not on, I've just done a whole scan of what platforms are out there and tried to put us on more places. But if we're still not there, then let us know. Somewhere that you listen to your podcast, then let us know because we can sort that. And tell other people about us. Yay!
We're the best. I can't believe we haven't made a single reference to It's Jurassic Park, it's a massive park. It's a rumba, not a waltz. Sorry, Paul.
When I just popped up to the toilet, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, why have we not even sung that yet?
It's the best song of all time. And I was gutted that Tommy Blaze wasn't doing a stellar rendition. Mr. Swallow literally is on Ted Lasso with Ellie Taylor, so... It would have been fine. It would have been perfect.
What a small world.
So many degrees of separation.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there is this really funny sketch with, what's his name, the comedian?
Nick Mohammed
singing.
Playing Mr. Swallow. It's one of his comedy characters.
singing some made-up lyrics to the Jurassic Park theme, and it's honestly hilarious.
It's changed our life.
We should just post it on our social media just for the fun of it.
My life is pre that song and post that song.
Same.
So, honestly, guys, you need to listen to it. We will post it, probably post it when we post the podcast. Just because it's like required
notes. It won't make
notes.
Sense.
Exactly. But yeah, so good. See you later.
Have a good week, everyone. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
And hope that's not what I think it is. Shit! Oh my god! They share the DNA of frogs! What a good idea! What a bad idea! What could possibly go wrong? It's Jurassic Park! It's a massive park! What could possibly go wrong? Everyone gets killed except the great Sam Neill. Who's obsessed? Who's obsessed? Who's obsessed? Who is obsessed? Who's obsessed? They-